Hello and welcome to another episode of Tara Talks. Well, oh my goodness me. This episode is being recorded right off the back of the most amazing free 3-day challenge that I have just run, the Mindset, Marketing and Money Making Mastery Challenge that has had some of the most epic breakthroughs I could have imagined. In this episode, I'm just going to share some of the questions, some of the reframing that we did, and some of the breakthroughs and takeaways that some of the ladies in the challenge had. And hopefully it will give you a bit of an insight and some questions that you can ask yourself to hopefully take control of your thoughts and your beliefs and set you up for unlimited success. So let's dive straight in. Hello and welcome to Tara Talks. I'm your host, Tara Best, business coach, author, and founder and director of Tara Punter PR and Tara Punter Coaching. I'm basically someone insanely passionate about helping women thrive. We help incredibly skilled and talented business owners just like you unlock your potential, take control of your limiting beliefs, and create a business that you desire and deserve. Are you ready to create a life that far exceeds its expectations? You are gonna want to subscribe. And let's dive straight into today's episode. I cannot believe the breakthroughs that have been had during my free challenge. Over the 3 days, we had a training session in the morning and a live Q&A and a debrief in the afternoon. And each day I gave a mini training and then set all of the fabulous ladies a challenge, whereby they go away, they do some journaling, they did some digging deep inside themselves, and they got a real clear understanding on their mindset, their limiting beliefs, and how they were showing up in their life and business. And the breakthroughs have been phenomenal. The breakthroughs have actually been so much deeper and so much more intense than I ever realized they could be. I had never run a challenge like this before. I'd never run one on such a big scale. We had over 250 women in there, and it was the most communicative, supportive, I don't even know if communicative is a word, it was the most epic, supportive community I could ever wish for and ever imagine. And it was just incredible. And what has been the underlying message and underlying tone is that so many women have thoughts and beliefs that hold them back, and they don't even realize they have them, which is a real massive thing. Your mindset and your beliefs are the only thing that's going to hold you back. They really, really are. And I think for so many ladies, that is exactly that. That is what is going to hold them back. Now, day one, we were talking about mindset and really understanding how your mind works and the story you're telling yourself. And so often the story we're telling ourselves isn't our truth, it isn't our reality, but it's just this inner story that we have been playing and playing and playing over time. Now, the way that those thoughts and beliefs work is that they add up to be true. So if you have been telling yourself every day for years or decades that you aren't confident, or that you aren't good with money, or that you will only ever get so far in your life, business or career, then that is the story you're going to play out. Because your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and what you tell it, and what you believe is what you achieve. So for many of these ladies, they had been telling themselves for years that they aren't good with money, that they aren't confident, that they can't do what they want to do, that it's okay for them, but it's not going to happen for me. And that mentality will hold them back. So on day one, I got them to write down 5 stories that they have been telling themselves. And next to each story, I asked them to write whether that is actually true. And for every single situation, it wasn't true. And there were such amazing open answers. And the group was so honest and supportive with each other. And I couldn't have even wished for a better group of people. I really couldn't. I was so grateful to them. And it's just incredible. And the breakthroughs they had. And they realized that they had been holding on to things for so long. And that realization that actually that story they had been telling themselves is actually total bollocks. And that they don't need that to be their truth. That isn't their reality. Another exercise that we did was looking at an affirmation that was the opposite to that inner story or that belief, just so that they could start to recognize that belief, realize it wasn't serving themselves well, and then reaffirm it with something that will support them. So an example is people saying that they are limited in terms of what they can do. They feel that they can't do X because they live in this situation, or because they didn't have the best upbringing, or because they don't have money right now. And for each person that said that, was it true? Is it true? Absolutely not. And then the affirmation that they were going to replace that with was, I am capable because I am. I'm worthy because I am. Anything is possible for me. And just taking control of those limiting beliefs and turning them into something positive is so powerful. It's got such massive potential. Another task we did was to write out how they want to be, live, and feel in 12 months' time. That's a really good exercise, because so often we are just living in the now and we're kind of so stuck in the now, particularly at a time like what we are living in right now. And they don't feel that they can dream big, or they don't feel they can think that far ahead. And again, that's a really interesting exercise to do. And when I do this with people, I always try to get them to imagine that anything is possible. Let's imagine they've had the perfect 12 years. Sorry, if you can hear squeaking in the background, Kiwi has just got a new toy. And it will squeak for about 10 minutes and then she'll wreck the squeak. So I do apologise. For so many people, you know, it's really hard to think that far in the distance. So I say, right, dream big. If you could have everything go as you want it to go, how would you feel? How would you live? What would you be doing in 12 months' time? That is so powerful. Oh my goodness. Day two was all about sales and money mindset. This is a biggie. Okay, so when we started this challenge, I asked the ladies what they were most interested to learn about and what they were most excited to learn about. And the majority of them said mindset. A couple said confidence. A couple said marketing and showing up online. Very few people actually said sales and money mindset. Yet I think that was the day that had the biggest breakthroughs and the biggest truth bombs. Many people are in business because they love what they do. They want to help people. They want to make a bigger impact. For me, I know it's because I just help seeing women thrive in the online space. I love helping them smash their goals, have amazing businesses, like create the business and life they desire and deserve. And for a lot of people, that is their same focus. You know, that is why they do what they do. They got into business through a passion, not because they want to be a salesman or a saleswoman. And the selling is often the hard part. It's the part that doesn't come naturally. It's the part that can feel quite icky. So we reframed what that is. And I got them to connect to what it means for their audience and for their clients when they sell and when they show up. So for a lot of these ladies, if they don't show up, they can't help their audience. They can't help their potential customers and their clients. And that's a massive thing. I also got them to write down their five beliefs around sales and selling. And again, we asked during that exercise, we said, you know, is this true? And what is the opposite of that? So if somebody had a belief that they're rubbish at selling, and then we reframed that and we affirmed that actually they aren't rubbish at selling, they have had sales, it makes such a difference. You know, the language and messaging that is used makes such a difference. I also asked them to really explore what does happen if they don't show up and if they don't promote themselves. And for a lot of people, that was like, oh my gosh, you know, if I don't show up, I can't help more people. I can't have this impact that I desire. And one thing that I always, always say to my clients, to my audience, like to everybody, it's not about you. Like, you showing up on social media is not about you. The content you put out there is for your audience. The work that you do is for your clients. The impact you have is for the greater good and the bigger world and, you know, all of the epic potential clients in the universe. Like, it's never about you. It's never about you. It's always about them. Day three was confidence online. And this is a really big one because, again, so many people are so good at what they do. They're so passionate, but they just don't have that inner confidence to really be able to say, you know what, I am good at what I do. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to showcase myself and showcase my work. They just don't have that. And that's really upsetting, I think, because it really can hold people back. So today's task was you know, getting them to think about how they would feel if they were totally confident and how they can find that inner confidence. My episode last week spoke about this. It was talking about how to find that confidence when you just want to hide away or when you just don't feel like showing up. So if you haven't yet listened to that episode, please do, because it really just shares some tips on how you can show up when you really want to hide away. I genuinely, hand on my heart, cannot believe the breakthroughs just from the lovely ladies in my challenge answering those questions. So if you're listening to this and you weren't in my challenge, firstly, you should have been. Where were you? Secondly, please do answer those questions, because answering those questions really uncovers some truths that you've been living that you didn't realize you had been living. So please do, like, go deep, go within and find out, you know, what beliefs you do have around your mindset or around your confidence or around your money or around selling. Go deep within, find those beliefs that you have, those inner stories, rewire them, reframe them, turn them into a positive affirmation. And then that is your new truth. That is your new mission statement and the way that you are going to show up, make your impact and change the fucking world. That all starts with realization, and that all starts from within. So please do those exercises that I've just been through. I've spoken very quickly. We've covered a lot in the 10 minutes so far. Go back to the beginning, press play again if you need to, and really please do those exercises, because the realization will be fucking huge. Now, if you are a service-based woman in business, then I'm absolutely delighted to share that my brand new program is now live and doors are open. It is the Spritz Success Accelerator, which is my epic 12-week group program where you will magnetize your subconscious mind. You'll fucking love marketing. You will have a business strategy and business model that is going to make you money, plus helping you make that impact that you desire. We discuss everything, like literally everything. I've got three amazing guest experts covering Instagram, covering managing your time and being super productive, and managing cash flow and your money, which is so important. Doors actually close at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, so I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. Go and check out the landing page, have a little look. If you've got any questions or if you want to know if it's a good fit for you, send me a DM on any of my social platforms and I would be absolutely delighted to hear from you and have a little chat about the program. This program is absolutely the program that I wish I had 4 or 5 years ago when I first started wanting to get more, wanting to hit more. It really has got everything you need to start growing your business. And I'd say it's for you whether you are new in business or whether you've been going a little while, but you just aren't getting those sort of 3, 4, 5K months that you really desire and you're not getting them consistently. This is for you. Now, this program only runs twice a year, and the next time it runs, it will be at a significantly increased price because this is the first time that this specific one is running. So it's a bit of an early bird, bit of a launch price, and it's going to be amazing. Let me know if you've got any questions. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you do the exercises from today's podcast and let me know what questions you have. And thank you again for listening to another episode of Tara Talks. I cannot wait to be here with you next week. Have a gorgeous week, everybody.